Let's talk about Sonia Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S, 12163. Today's 8:14. Miss Jenkins is a 61-year-old woman who saw Dr. Pyatt yesterday. Miss Jenkins has had a urinary tract infection on and off all year long, has been on three different antibiotics, period. Dr. Pyatt has referred her to OB-GYN for the vaginal mucosal health and whether or not she can benefit from hormonal replacement, bioidentical, of course. Also, she was asked to come in for an ultrasound of a bladder and kidney because she did have some hematuria, period, in the paragraph. Patient used to work for Health and Human Services. She was a hearing officer. This is under social. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She's married. She's not sexually active. She has two children, so we don't know if she has any dyspareunia or any associated symptoms with sex. Medication includes duloxetine, metformin, and Lipitor. Doses not known. Medical problems, prediabetes, DJD, depression, anxiety, not suicidal, surgery, hysterectomy, 1989, and knee surgery. Family history. No cancer reported. Let's see. Mammogram is up to date. Colonoscopy was done 4 years ago. And the family history put down dementia as most significant family history and what killed her mom and dad. She says allergy, penicillin, review of system. She has dysuria. When she takes azo, it gets better. She just started on Macrobed yesterday. She has no back pain, no hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure convulsion, no sign of polynephritis, no fever or chills, period. Her weight has been stable. Today, her weight is 158.8, 97.7, 96, 18, 104. 156 over 97, slightly elevated. She says it's because she's uncomfortable. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows no ash, arm, mucosal with ambulation, logical, non-focal. Looking at her kidneys, I cannot rule out small stones in both kidneys, possible cyst on the right and left side. Next number, I'm going to get a CT of the abdomen and pelvis to better evaluate her kidney health. Next number, continue with Macrobed. Next number is continue with low-dose azo. Next number is continue with your OB-GYN appointment on the 5th. Next number is come back in 2 weeks to go over the results of the blood work as well as results of the CT scan. Next number is if developed fever, chills, or any other symptoms, she'll let me know. Next number is because of history of epigastric pain, we did look at her gallbladder, her kidney, her liver within normal limits with slight fatty liver noted. Next number is lower and upper extremities, which she's had some issues with in the past, looked normal on the ultrasound. Palpitation caused us to look at her heart, which was within normal limits, and also because of her age, we looked at a carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits with no evidence of lymphadenopathy. Findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving today, and follow-up as planned. CT of the abdomen and pelvis ordered. Thank you.